Sunday, January the 16th, 2022. I just told you about praying to me. I had my minstrel sing you that song because I want you to know that I answer your prayers. But I also want you to know that I hear you. And it's the first time that you say or you pray. Whether you pray to me and ask or where you say and command something to happen, I want you to know I hear you the first time. You don't have to do it over and over. My son Jesus spoke to the fig tree and turned around and walked off. He didn't take another thought about it. It was the disciples, his disciples, that noticed it, Peter. They're the one that called to remembrance that I cursed the fig tree. You don't have to do it over and over, children. Do it one time. Believe it in your heart. You would be better off to not say anything and use your imagination and image what you want done. See it with the eyes of your spirit, what it is that you want to happen, or what it is you want to take place, or what it is you want to receive from me. See it and see yourself having it, or see it moving when you speak to it. And get that in your spirit. And then say it, and you'll say it with confidence and faith. And when you use my name, you can count it as done. It's over. I said so. I said I wanted you to, I gave man dominion, and I gave you my name, and I gave you my faith, and I want you to operate just like I did on the earth. I'm in you to do it. Did you hear me? I'm in you. I'll do the work. You don't have to do anything but believe and then rest and praise me. My children are struggling and laboring every day to get stuff I've already given them. They're looking on the outside for stuff they already have in their spirit. They already got it. If you've got it in your spirit, it's yours. When you believe it in your heart, the inward witness is proof that you got it. And when you speak it, it's done. Go on about your business. You can count it done. If you just put it out of your mind, and if you think about it, thank me and praise me, it's done, and go, move on. That's the way faith works. Faith is not a struggle, it's a rest. The life of faith is a life of rest. Faith is a stand that outlasts the devil. When you take your stand, you just stand there. And you don't move. You count it done, because you know me, the greater one, the creator in you, is the one doing the work. And whenever you know I'm going to do the work, that lets you off the hook. That knows your part's done. Did you hear me? When you believe it and speak it, your part's done, and I go to work. When you rest, I work. If you labor and struggle and work at it, trying to get it to come to pass, then I'm not doing anything. I'm the efficient one. I'll do everything you'll believe me for. Oh, children, I got so much more for you. Your minds have never touched or imagined how much I have for you. It's limitless. The power that resides in you and rests upon you is unlimited. Waiting for you to turn him loose. In the name of Jesus is all it takes.